Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I was fortunate to be interviewed last May for a TV program called Bloom Today in Marietta, Georgia. And the guest that was on before me shared a great story about her journey of faith, and I said, man, I've got to get her as a guest on Hope Is Here, because like me, she's got a burning desire to also be a hope dealer with her one and only life. So joining me from the Nashville, Tennessee area today is Amber Davis. She is an author and the host of the Be Encouraged Today podcast. Amber, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Greg. It is an honor to be on the Hope Is Here radio show.
Well, you know, you have a similar background like me as far as really trying to just push the career ladder, and you were very blessed. You took it to a higher level than I was able to, and I love your background of business, but also how Jesus and your faith kind of got your attention after you were climbing that ladder. Share a little bit with our listeners some about your background and your journey of faith and how God's kind of worked in your life.
Yes, absolutely. God is, he's amazing, and I gave my life to Jesus when I was 10 years old, and through that process just really poured out my heart to the Lord and everything that I did, whether it be school or whether it be working through school and being a part of organizations and all of the things. But when it came to jumping out of college and jumping into my career, I really just put, like you said, you know, you just kind of go all in with, you know, your work. And I did that, and I used my gifts and talents that he gave me, but I was really focused on, you know, just going after the plans that I thought that I was supposed to go after instead of really following the Lord in what he had offered me. And so the thing about that is that I was, you know, like you said, only by the grace of God, even though that I wasn't fully walking with the Lord at the time, that only by the grace of God was I able to be successful in business at a young age. I mean, my late 20s, I was, you know, opening restaurants and, you know, overseeing restaurants being open for 13 different franchises and working my way up that corporate ladder, like you were talking about. But it wasn't until I got a hold of Jeremiah 29:11 that really changed my life. And as far as my career life, well, all my life, but specifically my work life, about going after the plans that God has for me and not just going after the plans that I thought that he had for me.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, I've talked about on Hope Is Here throughout the 4 years that we've been doing this radio program, and is that the great news is that God has a plan for everybody's life, and I'm a little slow sometimes, and don't focus, and yet God said, you know, Greg, I want to make sure you know that. So in that one verse, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And so I was counting it one day. It's like, wow, the word plans is in that one verse three times. And the good news today is that God has a plan for everybody's life. Have you found that?
Yes, absolutely. And Greg, the thing is that verse, you can find that verse embroidered on pillows in Christians' homes, tattooed on their arms. You could see it on, you know, I even have like artwork on my wall at home that has Jeremiah 29:11 on it. Most Christians know that verse, and that is a lot of Christians' favorite verse, and it was one of my favorite verses. But it wasn't until I discovered the verses that came after that, which is verse 12 and 13, that says that we need to call on him, come to him, and pray. He listens to us. We seek him with all of our heart, and we find him, and that includes the plans that he has for us, and he delivers us from captivity. So what's that captivity is, I've heard so many Christians say that, you know, God knows the plans for me, but I don't know the plans for me. And that's okay, because God knows the plans for me. And that sounds fine in theory. That sounds fine as kind of a placebo for us. But if you live your life thinking that God knows the plans and you're never going to know the plans, then you can get in a ditch really fast with not going after the purpose that God has put in your heart, because you think you'll never know the plans. But God's bigger than that. He wants to have a relationship with you, and speak those plans into your heart. And so once I discovered that I needed to invite God into my planning and what I was doing and invite him in and then trust that he's going to guide me and lead me. And of course, he's not going to show us all the end from the beginning. He's not going to show us the full plans because our heads would explode. But he is going to guide us on what's my next step. What's the plan that I need to be working right now? And we discover that by spending time with him, by having quality time with him. And that was a game changer for me. When I invited God into the plans, into me planning, and when I say plans, I'm talking like physically sitting down with myself every week and planning out my week, syncing up my calendar, syncing up my to-do list, and jotting down, okay, what do I need to do monthly going forward? What do I have going on? Events, birthdays, special things that I'm working on, but also what do I need to do to start fulfilling the plans that God has for me, whether it be, you know, that dream of writing a book or starting a ministry or launching a business or redecorating my garage or whatever it is, what's right in front of me. God's going to reveal to you and to me, to all of us, what those plans are. And so I really want to encourage the listeners that if you feel like you do not know the plans that God has for you right now, that it's okay not to know your lifelong destiny plans that God has for you. But he will reveal to you what your next step is, what the plans are right in front of you. But you have to seek him. And we all have to seek him as Christians. We have to seek him and discover that plan that he has for us.
If you just tuned in, we're talking with Amber Davis. She is the host of the Be Encouraged Today podcast. Would really encourage you to check that out. And then she is also an author of the book called Flight, Develop the Means by Connecting Wings to Your God-Given Dreams. And that obviously falls in line with what you're talking about, with the plans, and then about your strengths, identifying your strengths and using your strengths and developing your strengths. And I know a lot of people, and I think one of the things I've struggled with in my life is that the enemy, he wants you to focus on what you can't do instead of what you can do. Have you found that to be true when you're trying to identify your strengths?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think about 2 Corinthians 8:11-12, and it says that now finish the work so that the eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, not according to what you can't do, but what according to what you can do, right? That's kind of paraphrasing that last part of that verse, but it is about you got to figure out what you're good at, and then that will help you discover the plan. So you've got to be able to pray and ask God, you know, hey, what is it that I need to be working on right now? But I love to encourage people, but I encourage your listeners, and this is something I do. I'm not asking you to do anything I don't do, but get a sheet of paper and write down, what are you good at? What are some things that you're good at? And everybody's good at something. You're at least good at like three things, at least, right? I'm not good at decorating. I am not good at cooking. You know, there's many things that I'm not good at, but there are some things that I'm really good at. And so identify your strengths. Make a list. Just start brainstorming. Ask people in your life. Ask your spouse. Ask your best friend. Ask your parents. Be careful about asking your parents because they think you're good at everything, mostly, especially like a mom. But ask some people in your life, what do I do well? And make a list of those things. Once you identify your strengths, then the next thing you can do is start using your strengths. And when you start using your strengths, then you can start noticing, okay, what am I passionate about? Because there's some strengths that, you know, I'm good at these things, but I'm not super passionate about that. I think about like music. I used to sing in junior high and high school and then in college, but I wasn't really passionate about it. And I was good at it. I wasn't great, but I was good at it, but I wasn't passionate about it. So when you start using your strengths, you start identifying what you're good at, but also what you're passionate about. And then once you start using those strengths, then as you're using them more and more and more you use it, the better you get at them and you start developing those strengths. And that is so powerful. So that will help you also to be able to know the plans that God has for you because you identify your strengths, you use them, and you start developing them.
Well, I love that you talked about that we all have strengths, because I think the enemy likes to remind us of our weaknesses and our failures. But I know one of the things that's been a challenge for me throughout my 50-plus years of life is that instead of focusing on those strengths, I get distracted by playing the compare game and gets me away from my strengths because the enemy wants me to focus on what I can't do. Have you seen that to be true in your life and other people that I know that you work with?
Oh, sure. You know, Greg, I know we've talked about this before, but it is so true that, you know, first of all, the devil wants to take us out. I mean, we're Christians, we're God's children, and we are fulfilling the plans that God has for us. Our potential is off the charts because Jesus lives inside of us. So he wants to take us out. And one of the best ways that he can take us out is convincing us that we cannot go after the plans that God has for us because we can't do it. We don't have the skills. We're not good enough. Maybe the thing is that I may be strong in this area, but there's 10 other people that are stronger in this area. Or, you know, like you said, you start comparing yourself to other people. But what helps with that, and it's helped in my personal life, is by spending quality time with the Lord at the beginning of your week, every day, really. But at the beginning of your week, when you start to plan out your week, and, okay, what am I going to focus on this week? When you're spending quality time and you're asking God, okay, where do I need to focus? Then you've got your coach, the Lord, saying, okay, here's where I want you to focus. And he's not going to tell you to focus on a project or use your strength in an area if he doesn't believe in you, because he wouldn't do that. He gave you the strength. He gave me the strength. And so he is going to position you to use those strengths. And really, it's actually selfish if we don't use our strengths, because then we're kind of saying to the Lord, well, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you think that I'm good enough. So I'm just not going to use this strength. And when we think about it that way, I think that that helps too, is that, okay, it's not about being prideful saying that, you know, I'm a great chef, which I'm not, by the way, but if I was a good cook and I could be able to cook something or bake something for my church family, or maybe start a business in bakery, that it would be selfish for you not to do that, because you are glorifying God in that strength by getting that product out there and helping other people. You know, the plans that God has for us is wrapped up in people, in the other people. We're here to serve other people, and we can't serve other people if we think that our strengths aren't good enough.
Wow, that is so, so true. We're talking with Amber Davis. She is the author of a book called Flight, Develop Means by Connecting Wings to God-Given Dreams. And she helps you with your strengths. And you've got a great acronym that we're not going to be able to get into today. But I love how I'm a big acronym guy. And so I really want to encourage you to get to this book, because she bases it. And we're looking at your strengths. And I mean, it'll really help people find out their strengths in the plan, won't it?
Yes, and the focus too, the book that I wrote, which is Flight, and it's all caps, FLIGHT, and it's an acronym. But the whole point of that book is that it's a 6-step process on how to be able to launch any project. So it helps you identify, okay, what do I need to go after right now? And then once I identify this is something that I need to go after, whether it be a book that you're writing, or starting a business, launching a ministry, redecorating your home, whatever that plan is, that project that God has, I call it a passion project. If you've identified a passion project, then the book Flight is going to help you. Then once you identify that project, here are really 5 more ways, because the first way is to help you identify it, but 5 steps to be able to fulfill that project.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow, because we're going to have Amber Davis back with us. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and simple. safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.